Yeah.
Good morning, Lish. How are you?
Very well. You were on time this morning, ahead of time.
I was, yes.
Very organised.
Yes, yes.
Now, I was so disorganised that I thought Virginia was... I sent Virginia a series of texts saying, oh, we haven't got anything today. I've missed it in my diary. Can you come in this morning? Oh, no. So I'm the least organised person in the world. This time of year is a time for clearing out, people going through their sheds going, right, we've just got to get rid of this rubbish that we haven't used for not just the last year, for the last 20 years.
That's right.
Where do you start? Where do you start?
Well, I did actually see a fair bit of that over at the Green Shed the other day. Lots of people lined up getting rid of their things, but
equally probably lots of people lining up to get more things.
That's right, that's right. There were some people parking out the front to to get a few things as well. But, to start, I would just recommend anywhere. Anywhere is a good place to start. Sometimes the place that you're feeling most overwhelmed by and is causing you the most grief, you know, a living area or something like that, may not be the best place to start because it's just got lots of things there that are causing you stress. So giving yourself something a little easier to approach, like a junk drawer or something like that, can get you sort of started and give you that motivation and enthusiasm to continue on.
I want to see your house. Do you, and your partner is out there in the green room nodding. Does she practice what she preaches? Yes, she does. He's nodding very, very supportively.
Yeah. Yes, there is one room at the moment that we're struggling with. We've got the nursery just coming together and 4 weeks until my baby arrives also. And, yes, it's my overwhelm spot. So I tell my clients it happens to everyone.
Are you allowed an overwhelm spot?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, sometimes there's things that you just can't manage on your own. And for me, setting up a nursery for the first time and knowing what you need and how much of it you need and all of that sort of thing is, you know, I walk in and I look and I go, yeah, not really sure where to put this or what sort of, you know, storage I need. And then I sort of end up talking to myself like I'm, you know, organising myself. And talk myself through the process. What can I deal with right now? What's my first step?
Let's talk us through a process. Say a kitchen drawer. I think a top kitchen drawer. Everybody is familiar with the top kitchen drawer. I'd love to know what is in your top kitchen drawer. That, it's the thing where the melon balls are kept, the 10 garlic crushers, the old ice cream scoop that's a bit rusty and catches, some skewers that you always skewer yourself on, maybe something left over from the 70s, one of those egg slices, you know, there's a million things in that top kitchen drawer that probably we could all have a good sort out.
Yeah.
Where do you begin, say, with that? Open it up, do we tip them all out on the floor?
Well, you can do that, yeah. So if you're dealing with your utensils drawer, then I would recommend, you can pull it out if you like or pull it out onto a bench or a tabletop or something like that. I recommend grouping like items together. So, you know, all of your wooden spoons and all of your serving spoons and that sort of stuff together, seeing what you have, pulling out the things that you know that you definitely use day to day and put those back in the drawer after you've given it a wipe out. And you'll soon see, you know, okay, I've got this wooden spoon I love, I always use it, these sort of serving utensils, those sorts of things. And then it leaves the things that you know that you're not really using that often. You can decide, well, you know, do I need that shrimp peeler thing that, you know, we use once a year? And do you use it that time, or do you forget that you have it?
The avocado spoon.
All of those sorts of things. Have a look and really ask yourself, how long has it been since I've used it? So you might be able to just get rid of some things there in that sort of process. If you're finding it difficult, I recommend just whacking it in a box, putting it away in another room for, say, a 1 month period. And if you go to, you're like, oh, I really need that thing, go and grab the avocado scooper or whatever, or melon baller, or pulling that out of the box, and you can put it back in the drawer because you've used it. And then the rest, give it away.
Give it away.
Yep.
It sometimes, because I know you're a professional organiser, you actually go in and are that supportive element besides. I mean, you're not just an organiser, you're a psychologist.
I have a degree in psychology.
Sorry, a degree in psychology. People who have degrees in psychology are always very certain to say that you're not registered yet or haven't got those hours up.
Yeah.
Virginia Wells is my guest this morning on 666 ABC Sunday. It's not Sunday. It's summer breakfast. But how does that your psychology background play then when you're helping people get rid of the build-up in their life? Because there's a big thing about hoarding, isn't there?
There is, yeah. So there is a very big difference between people who want to declutter their homes and then people who are hoarders. So, hoarding is a psychological illness. A lot of people throw the word around, you know, oh, my husband's a hoarder, or, you know, I'm a hoarder, that sort of thing. And, you know, it might feel like you are, but, it's a very different, completely different ends of the spectrum. So when I'm generally working with people, I only have a very small proportion of my clients who are hoarding. Most of them are just general day-to-day people who have stuff in their house that is getting in the way of them living the life they want and causing stress, sometimes arguments with family members, that sort of thing. And I just help them decide what's important to them by listening carefully, I guess, to what they do. Some clients have a bit of a, they might move differently, their facial expression changes, those sorts of things, and I keep an eye out for those and ask some questions from there.
And the questions that people have to ask themselves if they haven't got someone like you standing next to them, what are those questions they have to ask themselves as they're going through it?
Well, there's the ones you generally hear, like, you know, do I need this? How often do I use it? Is there something I have that's similar that I could use instead, or can I lend it from somebody else? There's all of those, you know, standard ones.
The practical ones.
Yeah, I think when it comes to, if you're finding you can't do it on your own, that's where a professional organiser comes in, because we're able to ask you the questions that you don't think about. And for me, I find that most of my clients struggle with the sentimental items and deciding that, actually recognising that it is a sentimental item and how they're going to keep it, honour it, that sort of thing. And
what are your recommendations on that? I think all of us are probably going, yeah, I've got a lot of those piling up and it's a treasure gathering dust. When I look at it, feel something, but
that's right.
And put it back. What do you do with those?
Well, first, it depends on the state of your home. So I recommend gathering them up first, because if you can get them all into one spot, then you know what you have, and there might be particular elements for a particular loved one that's passed away, for instance, that you can then pick out your treasures and keep those, and then the rest, it feels a little easier to let go of. I also recommend displaying them in some way. So instead of having them gathering dust or sitting in a box, and you pull it out and look at it once a year, can you get it up on the wall? I'm not the most creative type, but I have someone I go to give suggestions when it might be, you know, wallets, for instance. Someone collected wallets and she recommended putting them in resin. So what's something creative you could do to keep your treasures alive for you without having them stored away?
Yeah, okay. What about boxes piling up in the house, or even in the garage? Because eventually, if you put the top drawer, the utensil drawer,
in the garage.
And then you'll be unpacking it in 20 years' time.
That's right, yeah.
And they'll probably be trendy then.
I think pull them back out and they'll be sitting on your mantelpiece or something. If you've got some boxes lying around, or, you know, some people, pack up their things when a visitor comes and throws it in the junk room or whatever they call it. I recommend just one step at a time. You know, you might spend 5 minutes a day working through one of those boxes. And then the most important step is actually dealing with the things you've dealt with in that 5 minutes. So you might do 3 minutes of looking through some items, and then 2 minutes is actually focused on putting them away in their home, like the utensils drawer, or making a home for them if they don't have one yet. And then if it's going and leaving the house, setting some time aside to actually bring it to Vinnie's or whichever charity you choose.
Just get rid of it there and then.
Yeah, because otherwise it does, you know, you can have a big box saying give away, and that way you know when it's full, out it goes. But really putting some reminders in your calendar or something will actually make sure it leaves the house rather than
And I think probably an organised person who've had a text something looks like sounds like someone looking for something to do for the sake of it. I think if you're an organised person, yes, it probably does. But for many people, the amount of storage they have in their houses, but then also paying for storage,
that's right,
self-storage,
yep,
is immense.
Yep.
So I think we are collecting more stuff. Our houses have got more stuff in them. There is this need to not just get organised, but to reduce and recycle and get it all out there again. And we've had a nice text from Jack saying, cleaned out the pantry this week. Have you used this over the last 12 months plus expiry dates? Culled by almost a half and felt great.
Beautiful. Yep.
Yeah. So, well, thanks for coming in this morning, Virginia, and good luck with your baby chops. That'll bring a whole
thanks,
new Lish. Level of organisation.
That's right.
Life.
That's right.
Or disorganisation.
Thank you.
Virginia Wells from Wells Sorted there. Time now for the news headlines with Julian Abbott. But after the news headlines, we've got a very special guest in the studio.